Harry, the work of your group on superbainite focuses on high carbon steels. Here you consider whether the so-called superbainite can be obtained in low carbon steels. Can you explain further?
Back in 2005, I predicted theoretically that using substitutional solutes to suppress the bainite start temperature may not be viable, because the bainite start temperature then merges with that for martensite.
Why shouldn't that happen when you suppress the transformation with carbon?
Because the essential difference is that bainite nucleation involves the partitioning of carbon, whereas that of martensite does not. Remove carbon and this difference disappears.
And how can you test this theory?
Hong Suk Yang made a series of low carbon steels with increasing nickel concentrations, and then used dilatometry, metallography and X-ray diffraction to characterize the transformation behavior.
And what were the results?
Well, there's no doubt that the BS and MS temperatures converge as nickel concentration is increased, but there are a couple of unexpected outcomes. Firstly, for slow transforming alloys, there's a need to define BS as a function of the time at the isothermal transformation temperature, because the fundamental limit to BS must be T0.
In other words, bainite should be possible if you hold below T0 for longer enough.
Yeah, that's essentially correct. But there is a second difficulty in achieving superbainite in low carbon steels. Although it's possible to obtain 20 nanometer thick plates, they tend to merge into a coarser microstructure called coalesced bainite.
And why is that?
Well, this happens when the driving force is large and when the carbon concentration is low, so that the partitioning of carbon lags behind the impingement of platelets.
So things don't look promising for a low carbon superbainite.
We're looking into the mechanism of formation of coalesced bainite in order to see whether it is possible to suppress this microstructure.
Okay.